TalkBetterAir.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a natural path or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil do not appear to slow the progression of the mind-robbing effects of Alzheimer's disease, according to research in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
But it turns out fish oils are perhaps not quite as beneficial for pregnant women as previously thought, according to a recent study by the Journal of the American Medical Association.
What is this, a sequel to Jaws? FDA Jaws attacks! It's number 6! No, could it be 7? Jaws 10! Jaws 12! The FDA never relents! And of course, Big Pharma doesn't relent either. They only want you eating fish oil if they've isolated the ester forms and they can kill you with it. Oh my gosh. Have you heard this propaganda spouting off as medicine, medical knowledge? Oh, omega-3 is no longer good for you. Fish oil doesn't work. And of course, that's the splash that happens, the propaganda that happens. Fish oil doesn't benefit new moms, babies. Fish oil ingredient. I gotta choke. I'm choking up here on this. Doesn't slow Alzheimer's. And they sensationally put these out there to you. And, you know, you may know better, but then your friends are going to go, aha, see, I told you. You don't take fish oil. You're crazy like Grandma. She used to tell me to take fish oil. No, you don't do that. Now the doctors are saying it's bad for you. Is it really? Is it really the sensationalism against food? Of course, when they check these things, when they test these things, and then they print them out. And the pundits in the media, the talking heads, whether it be, I don't know what Dr. Mehmet Oz's perspective is on this. I haven't heard him chime in on it, but I'm sure that Sanjay Gupta will go all over this. The brain surgeon that he is doesn't realize that essential fats are essential because they're essential, and your brain is filled with them, necessary. In fact, cholesterol is also very beneficial and necessary for brain and nervous system health. This hour, attacking fish oil and reversing diabetes on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll have a moment of duh as well about the cost of health care. Is good insurance better for you or worse for you? Only here will you hear information like this. At robertscottbell.com, if you have not already done so, please visit robertscottbell.com. Sign up. The newsletters are free. The blogs, everything's free. As long as we can make it that way, we're keeping it that way. RobertScottBell.com, and you can see the things I talked about last hour, linked to them. The fact that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House-to-be, evidently, is a globalist. We reveal that with a link specifically to an organization he participates in that's all about global governance by 2025. Yeah, shocking. No, not if you're a Robert Scott Bell Show listener. You know this stuff. Similar to the propaganda that's parading as news now as FDA Jaws is attacking fish oil. Yeah. Now, why am I coming in with some counter information on the so-called, it's not as good as we once thought? Well, if you look at the studies, if you actually look at the studies, and I realize the talking heads in the media, they don't do that. They don't read the study. Or if they do, it just escapes them. It goes right back by. But it's here. Well, I'm going to give you a quote. This is interesting from one of the studies. It's quoted from CNN. I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. It may be that there are certain other things about eating fish, not just the fish oil, that are beneficial, says Dr. Cheryl Cipriani, MD, an infancy specialist and professor of medicine at the Texas A&M Health Science Center in Dallas. Now, that is what we call a clue.
That doctor actually gave you a clue, but how many will read it? You'll just see the headline. You won't read it. You'll say, oh, okay, I don't need my fish oil, pregnant moms, because it doesn't really impact on the baby. Except for the fact that they isolate one aspect of the fish oil, the DHA. They isolated just it. That's it. Nothing else. Not the balanced whole foods that we talk about here, like the seaweed we talked about last hour. Coming in with all of the elements as the natural world, as God put it down here for us to consume. That's right. They isolate the DHA. That's what they did here in one of these studies. Largest of its kind, researchers in Australia randomly assigned about 2,400 pregnant women to take 800 milligrams of DHA against a placebo of vegetable oil. So it was an isolate and another oil, basically, with probably too high in omega-6. And the rates of postpartum depression 6 months after the women gave birth were not measurably different in the DHA group, okay? Reason being, they're not giving you whole foods. They're not testing whole foods so that they can then have the ability to dupe those that are just on the fence, toe dippers into natural remedies and natural medicine and real organic whole foods. Toe dippers will go, ha-ha, I don't have to do what I need now, to do what I thought I was going to do. I don't have to go to the health food store because they said the DHA doesn't even work. And, of course, it's not that. It's the whole form of it. You know, why I get my family the whole organic foods, the seaweeds, the whole food selenium, the whole food chromium that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I'm not kidding you. Many health food stores are starting finally to pick this up. But wherever you are, you can pick up the phone and call 866-424-1077. It's that simple, 866-424-1077. And you can get the whole foods I talk about. He even has the Nordic Naturals. The Nordic Naturals, which is whole food. And, of course, that's the way to get these fats in you so that they make a difference, so that they reduce the cognitive declines, the Alzheimer's, so that they increase the IQ of your children, your babies-to-be, so that they reduce depression, whether it be postpartum or otherwise. It isn't the isolate of one aspect of a fish oil. That is it. It's the symphony. It's the entire symphony for which why man and his sorcery will never replace food with pharma, big pharma. You understand? This is the big problem here, that as I am excited about a lot of the changes that have happened with the midterm elections, a lot of good things looking to happen here, unless we get to the heart of what's really ailing us. And go back to the whole foods. And when we talk about this economically, like nowhere else in media, we talk about the whole economic nutrition as well. People get upset with those like Ron Paul who say, we should go back to the gold standard. And that's not even what he's saying. Although the Constitution has never really been altered in a way that negates that gold and silver are the only forms of money acknowledged in this way. And that no government can, at least of all the federal government, can emit bills of credit, paper money backed by nothing. The Coinage Act of 1792 was never repealed. And the thing that people get wrong there, just like they are, their food is devoid of nutrition, money that is devoid of gold and silver, at least constitutional coin, is not money. And it isn't about backing your money with something. It is that something. And where people are getting it wrong about even Ron Paul is that he's advocating freedom. That's it. Let's free up the competition, right? We've got a monopoly. End the monopoly, which is what I was talking about last hour when I said end the med, just like end the Fed. Because if you don't destroy, reverse, eliminate, whatever you want to talk about, however, what kind of language you want, I don't care. The medical monopoly, you have not solved the health care crisis any more than Obamacare solved the health care crisis. But Boehner, you want to go back, you want to repeal it? Fine, you're not going to be able to do it. We know that. But even if you go back in time to before Obamacare, you still had the medical monopoly for which big government Republicans were just as big fans as big government Democrats, which you don't even need to say. Unless you end the med, that is the medical monopoly. And my dear friends within the medical community know this well. I feature them on the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly. They know this. They want an end to the medical monopoly because they know what it takes to get people well, and they know it is not drugs. It is not synthetic pharmacy, pharmakia, sorcery. It is the freedom to choose the natural healing methods and natural healing substances granted to us by that which created us all, the gifts of creation. And you dummycrats out there, I'm sorry to be so bold as to say it that way, but it really upsets me when you say you want to help the poor people, the sick people, the downtrodden people, and your answer is Obamacare. Simply, you want to provide them with more vaccinations? You want to provide them with more synthetic drugs? You want to provide them with what? Poison. Poison. That is not helping poor people. They need nutrition. And the freedom to heal. The freedom to help them heal. The freedom to reverse diabetes, of which, you know, certainly the poor people, the inner city folks are being hammered worse than any. And they're the ones eating the most largest amount of high caloric foods that have no nutrition in it. It's been ripped out, refined out. Even if it was in the soil to begin with, which a lot of these minerals are not in the soil anymore, which is why we've got to go back to the sea to get our food, the sea vegetation. Of which, you know, Scott Kennedy, last hour we talked with him about the super sea veg. And, of course, the abject destruction of the soils due to Monsanto's Roundup Ready insanity. And I talked last hour about the fact that many of the so-called Republican new revolution going in are being funded by Monsanto as well. Look out for them. You'll have to listen. If you didn't catch it, catch the podcast. You know, they've got it up in addition to robertscottbell.com and naturalnews.tv. You can see it there. And I'll have them linked. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you'll see it there. This is the thing that we're talking about here that no one else in media is covering. And that needs to be rocking and rolling for us to restore health and healing. There's a lot more to do. I'll talk a little bit more about the essential fats and the DHA, the extracts from the synthetics that are including some nasty stuff you would never want. But the whole foods I talk about, whether it be from Nordic Naturals, whether it be from ChooseToBeHealthy.com, whether it be from, hey, where else are we going to go? Super Sea Veg, you got it. Coming back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, having so much fun here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world. And you'd like to be a part of the show, it's simple, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Are you able to see through the CNN, ABC, NBC, even Fox headlines about fish oil? Bash the fish oil! Never mind that we tested a synthetic isolate from it! You know, I'm not kidding about the DHA issues. I mean, for instance, Martek Biosciences Corporation, company that produces the synthetic DHA and extracts the oils from laboratory-grown fermented algae and fungus using hexane, a demonstrated neurotoxic chemical identified as a hazardous air pollutant by the EPA. Hexane resides in the same category as other serious toxins that are linked to causing cancer and other serious health problems. Yet, that's likely what they were testing. The isolates. It's amazing what they don't tell you in the headlines at CNN or in other areas. And that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do I keep reminding you? Tell your friends. Tell your family. Come on. The water's warm here. It's all so nice. So nice. Again, 800-259-5791. I wanted to talk also about the soil. As I said, raping the soil with the synthetic chemistry since World War II, after World War II, when the munitions for making bombs weren't as needed, they started throwing it on the soil. It started wiping out the balance of the soil. The microbes started to flourish. The crops that were grown were not as healthy. Then they were being eaten by pests. And then, of course, they said, hey, let's throw some poison on there. Never mind the humans that'll eat this and the residues they get. And, of course, the destruction of the soil is just like the antibiotics of the sorcery of Big Pharma, of the modern medicine, of the white smocked lab coat doctors. Here, take this antibiotic. It's like candy. Eat it up. Eat it up. Like synthetic fish oil, which is not the same thing as we talk about here with Nordic Naturals and others. And, of course, wiping out the flora is like wiping out the healthy soil of a farm. What do you expect will grow there? Opportunistic microbes, pathogens. Because you've wiped out the defense mechanism that is supplied by the very microbes that are the soil, a healthy organic soil, is teeming with in the humus. But they ignore that completely. Microbes are bad, always bad. We must kill them at all costs. And, of course, if you should have a microbial infection, whether it be viral, bacterial, or fungal, it doesn't mean we can ignore them. But we can certainly take them out of play by utilizing something like Sovereign Silver, silver hydrosol, without intoxicating your tissues with the wrong forms of silver. And yes, that's great. But look, the gut ecology is so essential to everything. Digestion, promotion of optimal immune health, immune function. When you talk about every immune deficiency disease, from cancer, AIDS, I don't care what you call it, you're talking about gut dysbiosis. You're talking about gut inflammation. You're talking about a rapid imbalance of the healthy gut ecology. And if you haven't yet called Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, or I'll give you another URL just to confuse you. Uniform Resource Locator for those tech heads. I know a few things. And on the web, probiotics12plus.com. Probiotics12, that's 12, PLUS.com, and you'll see the microbial flora that can replenish your gut, your children's gut, like no other. Without having to throw trillions of CFUs in there, you don't need to do that. You just need to have the stable form that comes with its own food to replant, reestablish the healthy terrain, reestablish good digestion, reestablish good immune function. It's very simple. It is so very simple. And these are the kind of things, of course, that the sorcerers and Big Pharma don't want you to know. because you will depend upon them less and less and less. Unless, of course, we talk about the interventions necessary in acute trauma, being hit by a car and needing to be put back together like Humpty Dumpty and then getting the heck out. But never forgetting the use of homeopathic Arnica Montana should you go out and get banged up and bruised up. Instead of Advil and synthetic intoxicants that, you know, destroy your liver, destroy your gut. Yes, they may be able to reduce inflammation temporarily, but a very high price is paid when you rely upon these synthetics. Heck, if aspirin were up for approval today, if it were a new drug, an NDA was being presented to FDA, the people in the know, in the chemical industry and others, they would say it would never get approved. And there are thousands of Americans that die from aspirin every year. There are thousands of Americans that die from liver failure due to acetaminophen, Tylenol, every year. I think more, yes, indeed, I've referenced this before. More people check into the hospital for an emergency because of a liver failure due to Tylenol, acetaminophen, than anything else. Yet that's approved by government. This is the government that John Boehner says, oh, well, we'll just repeal Obamacare and then we'll reform it. No, end it. End it all. End the mandate. You watch in the next session. Ron Paul will bring up this bill. End the mandate. Simple as that. We don't have to repeal Obamacare. Just end the mandate. Make the Democrats and the Republicans stand against that principle. The principle that would just allow you to say, no, not us. My family does not wish to participate in Obamacare. That's it. It's done. It's toast. It's so simple. That's all you got to do. But then what? Then do we revert to the medical monopoly as it existed prior to Obamacare? That's the question I ask you. What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Am I talking nonsense here? Do you get this? Do you understand this? Do we go back to the medical monopoly as it was before Obamacare? Is that what you're arguing, John Boehner? You global government promoter? These are the kind of things that are not being covered anywhere in the mainstream media, and that includes Fox News. Have they referenced the fact that John Boehner is a proponent of global government by the very organizations he participates in? Give me a tear, Boehner. Cry me a river, Boehner. This is about restoring constitutionally limited government. Rand Paul going to the Senate has acknowledged it and said it better than any of the Tea Party candidates that have gone in. Let's see if they can actually make a difference. And this is also why I'm a big proponent, as you know, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talked about it. We were at the Orlando event, the Nullify Now event, nullifynow.com, the 10th Amendment Center. Look in the 2011 calendar at nullifynow.com. I've got it linked at robertscottbell.com in my blog. And you'll see there are a number of events. We're going to try and participate in as many of them as we can. Next one up, January 29th in Phoenix, Arizona. Nullifynow.com. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have the ability to say no to a takeover of your body, of your children, then you are not free. You've never been free. Oh, yeah, it says it in the Declaration of Independence. It may even mention it in the Constitution, but in reality, in living reality, even John Boehner may not believe you are free to say no to the Med. End the Med, as we should end the Fed. Restore freedom. You want to restore sanity? Restore freedom. Legalize the Constitution. Lawfulize the Constitution, for goodness sake. And we've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I will talk to you about diabetes next. Avandia. Are they trying to bring back Avandia for what? The deadly diabetes drugs. Makes it back for what? We're going to talk about that. Stay with me. Coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for
your
loved ones?
How are you?
And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com?
I appreciate
if those
very
on
much.
Your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping. shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
There's still time to call in with your questions or comments this hour before we sign off for the week. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, if you go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. You can send a message through that as well. If you've got something you want me to cover on the air, I shall do so. Also, the social network's a great way to connect as well. Lots of things happening here. We're going to get into the Avandia diabetes story and where that's heading, but we interrupt this special broadcast with a special message from my good friend Jonathan Wagner. Great to hear from you, Jonathan, and it's a message from Big Cheese. What is that, Big Cheese?
Well, thanks, Robert, for having me on. I just want to chime in a little bit. We're talking all about government and the change and see what the Republicans can do in there. And, you know, at the front page of the New York Times, I have to say the New York Times, wow, I see this on the front page. They're giving $12 million from the United States Department of Agriculture
where did they
Domino's
get that?
Pizza.
Domino's is getting $12 billion. Did you say million or billion?
No, I said million.
Million,
wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so we got a private company, Domino's Pizza, getting $12 million. I wonder where the $12 million is coming. Could they say taxpayers?
Yeah, exactly right.
Did you get any pizza for that?
I did, and I think, well, I take 1% to push Whole Foods organic No. We get corporate interest. And this is corporate dare interest, folks. It's $12 million being sent. You've got Michelle Obama out there telling the restaurants, you know, push back, fight obesity, no cheese. And here, the other hand of the government, Agriculture Department, giving out millions of dollars to push cheese.
So what is the psychiatric designation for Michelle Obama? Because they'll probably end up putting her on a psychiatric med just to go, hey, oh, are you cheese or no cheese? Come on. Make up your mind.
Exactly right. Well, it's the insanity of our government. You know, you've got one hand pushing the I call them the new nutrition police out there, that this isn't good for you. Hey, but that's not so bad. Take it. I don't know. It's insanity, and folks need to really understand that big government isn't there to help you.
We got a good question coming through. Hey, is Domino's too big to fail? That must be it. It's the bailouts. They must continue. GM, we couldn't let them fail. We can't let Domino's fail. Let's give them $12 million to promote cheese.
Exactly right. And not organic cheese, folks. Corporate dairy cheese.
Yeah, not raw cheese. No, moo. We can't have that. Jonathan, also, you know, those that have been, their stomachs have been upset by the ingestion of the wrong kind of cheese and too much of it. I think they would be very well served if they called you to get the Probiotics 12 Plus.
Exactly right. I mean, the Probiotics 12 Plus, the strongest lactic acid bacterium on the market, it will help you, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Jonathan, always a pleasure to hear from you. Thanks for the
headline. Thanks, Robert. You take care now. I just want to get the message out.
All right, bye-bye, man. Rocking the health world with Jonathan Wagner of ChooseToBeHealthy.com and Probiotics12Plus.com. The New York Times recognizes the dichotomy. How weird is that? How strange is that? You know, they're saying on one hand, we're saying $12 million for Domino's, bail them out, too big to fail, pizzas are too big to fail. And yet the promotion is of this fat-containing cheese that is not organic, probably has, I don't know, do they have RBGH-free, recombinant bovine growth hormone-free, or are they a Monsanto cheese purveyor as well? I don't know. I don't do those. We have, they're organic pizzas now. Yeah, you heard this. What is that, we got the organic pizza chains coming out. I mean, there's things changing. You know, you can get organic junk food. I'm not a big fan of junk food, but if you think you're going to deny your kids if they eat organic because they're not going to eat like their friends, well, everything you want is out there now. Now, how long will it be out there? That's a good question. Because, you know, we sit on the precipice of economic collapse. Those who have relied upon Federal Reserve notes as a means of exchange due to legal tender laws. Look at your 401ks. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas out there, did they lose half their value or more? And you're going to reinvest that way? Or are you going to look back to the Constitution and our founders and understand how to survive economically? And you're going to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show so you'll understand how to survive nutritionally in our times. Rocking the Hill Pool. We'll get to the Avandia diabetes story, I promise you, before the end of the show today. You got to stay tuned. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosedhealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super C-Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super C-Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super C-Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super C-Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super C-Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super C-Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperC-Veg.com and type in the code word FREE SHIP to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is Ricey Drugs and Better Insurance guarantee better health care, better health? I'll get to that in a moment, but first we're going to dive back into a dangerous drug. Oh, no, it's not vitamin A. It's Avandia. Remember Avandia, this diabetes drug? They tell us now the circle of life or death of a diabetes drug that should be headlined. Avandia entered the market in 1999 as a drug to treat diabetes. Since then, GlaxoSmithKline has reaped incredible revenues, billions of dollars. In 2006, they received $2.2 billion in revenue from Avandia. And after 8 years on the market in 07, guess what? The FDA finally issued a black box warning label saying, oops, we didn't notice this earlier, but the diabetes treatment was linked to potential increased risk of heart attack. That's right. That's right. They were linking it. Heart attacks. People were dying from Avandia. Yet GSK continued to market it. That's right. Even with the black box warning. Right. We got the black box warning. It's okay. In a bombshell New York Times article back in July of this year, we learned additionally that, guess what? The company did its own secret internal testing. What did they find? Well, they knew of the increased risk of heart attacks associated with Avandia. Did the company stop marketing it? No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They did not. They didn't. They did. They didn't publish results. Nope. Oops, we forgot to show it. Tell everybody, FDA. The Times article indicated that internal corporate email specifically stated that the results should be hidden from you. Anybody with diabetes, a little upset if you're still alive listening? And it's not the first time that this drug maker has been caught, GSK. Yeah, several years ago, that same GSK was found to have hidden data linking its antidepressant drug Paxil to suicidal thoughts in children and teenagers. That's right, they want your kid hopped up on psychiatric drugs. In the meantime, Prop 19 was blown away in California because they're afraid that your kids might smoke that stuff, that weed, which is incredibly less dangerous than Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, Ritalin. And I'm not advocating its use. I'm just telling you that God gave us plants, medicinal plants for use, and the government has superseded God in our culture. And that is a crime. It isn't that we're talking about establishing a theocracy. I've never said that, never will say that. But the freedom to practice your religion as you believe it, as long as you violate the rights of no one else, is a fundamental freedom acknowledged in our Declaration and the Constitution, for which they're wiping their bottoms with it even the new Speaker of the House to be, John Boehner, as he is member. And you will listen from last hour if you missed it as a podcast. I referenced the organization. I have it linked at robertscottbell.com. If you go to my blog notes for the show today, you will see Boehner's a member of an organization, a globalist organization. Global Governance 2025. But back to Avandia. In July of this year, the FDA had an advisory committee hearing on Avandia, and the committee voted 20-12 to keep it off the market. Oh, keep it on the market. On the market. I was thinking they might have come to their senses, but they didn't. And 17 of the 20 favored the stronger warning labels and other measures to restrict the use of the drug. But what about the three that voted not to do that? Alicia Mundy of the Wall Street Journal discovered some interesting things. First, Mundy found out that Philadelphia endocrinologist David Capuzzi, yeah, he was one of the three lonely members of the committee who voted to keep it on the market without any extra warnings. And he received almost $15,000 as a paid speaker from Avandia's manufacturer, GlaxoSmithKline. Big surprise, conflicts of interest once again. Then Mundy pointed out that Abraham Thomas, head of the endocrinology and diabetes at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, had been one of the 12 votes for taking Avandia off the market. Okay, was this guy sensible? Was he a smart guy on the panel? No, evidently he'd given two talks for Takeda, the manufacturer of the diabetes drug Actos, the competition, the so-called competition within the monopoly to Avandia. And he made $2,000 to $3,000 between 07 and 08, and of course, he didn't want the competition. He'd been paid by the competition. Fishy fish oil. No, conflicts of interest are very real out there. And then Avandia, its rival, Actos, not making that other company very happy. The new study suggesting that the same thing is happening with Actos. Just as risky. Heart attacks. GSK's Avandia. Takeda's pharmaceutical. Oh, it doesn't matter. You know, this is amazing to me. You know, the researchers looked at more than 36,000 diabetes drugs patients using either or. 602 had a heart attack, got heart failure, or died. 599 taking Actos suffered those outcomes. It's about the same amount in each group. GSK and Takeda repeatedly emphasized their clinical data doesn't show that the meds boost the risk of heart attack or death. What? This is the intelligentsia. These are the smart doctors and PhDs piled higher and deeper on diabetes drugs. I'm going to remind you after this break what it takes to reverse diabetes, give you some remedies, give you some trace minerals, and then we're going to go into the fact that maybe having good insurance and more expensive drugs is not better for you. Only here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Coming right back.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Thanks for helping me rock the health world as we do every week here on GCNLive.com. You're listening through TalkStreamLive.com. You're listening to my affiliates all over this great nation. And more coming on board all the time, as well as bold voices out there. I know a lot of you listen to the podcast as well, and through naturalnews.tv and my dear friend Mike Adams. Thank you all for supporting this message of liberty like nowhere else in media. I am truly grateful and touched by all those that are touched by this and all the wonderful stories coming back. Occasionally I get to share them with you, the healing that occurs just by listening and then applying that which is known, because you are connected to the source of all sources. And no, that's not Obama and Obamacare. Goes well beyond that, of course, and our founders understood it, and that's where we're going here. And if you missed any of my commentary on political healing this week, you definitely want to go back and listen to the podcast, spread it out, share it around, email it, whatever you got to do. Get that out there, because you're hearing things that you don't hear anywhere else. Again, robertscadbell.com is a place to go. robertscadbell.com. Sign up for free email alerts as well, and we'll keep you up to date on appearances, lectures as I go around the country and get this message of freedom out and health and healing sanity like nowhere else as well. Well, you know, this week there are plenty of things when I scour the news and then go through it and prepare for the show, a lot of things that make you go, huh? What? Are you kidding me? They paid money for that? They figured that out with a study? It cost them how much? And, of course, that's what we call this week's moment of...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Do pricey drugs mean better health care? I mean, because isn't that the argument from all the Obamanites and Obamacare crazies? We gotta be able to afford those more expensive drugs. They're better than the cheap ones. Well, sorry, the Moment of Duh is sponsored by that, because an analysis of the U.S. healthcare effectiveness data and information set revealed that a real wide variation across the U.S. in both Medicare drug spending and the rate of inappropriate prescriptions for the elderly. Now, some would argue that they're just trying to say, well, let's let old people die. They're too expensive. We don't want expensive drugs. But the reality is, the more expensive the drug, the more recent it came to market, and the more unknown are the toxic side direct effects that they'll end up writing about years later when they write your statistic on the casket for which millions of Americans have died since the publication of the Barbara Starfield report in 2000 in the Journal of the American Medical Association. A million bare minimum. I'd say it's over 7 million, close to 8 million in 10 years have died due to the belief that only modern medicine sorcery, the more expensive, the more technologically advanced, can save us. And it turns out the studies show otherwise. Higher spending can be justified if it's for drugs that are necessary and appropriate. How do you define necessary and appropriate? I would argue, crisis intervention. But outside of that, chronic disease states, cancers, necessary and appropriate? No, you're altering the definition. Altering the definition. And you want to control health care costs? This is another thing about insurance, because the big thing was, oh, we don't have good enough insurance. That's why Obamacare needs to be mandated, because everybody in the 40 million, the donut hole, whatever, you're falling through it. Yet many millions of those who are not insured, motivated, you know, the so-called politicians that care a lick for you and me. No, they care for themselves and their ability to be lobbied and have cushy jobs once they leave the government and the great retirement portfolio that they get just from being a part of the government. It's disgusting. And yet they would argue that, oh, it's the lack of insurance that's the problem. No, it's not. Because good insurance is a dangerous thing. In fact, the better your insurance when it comes to outside of true acute care, trauma care, emergency services, outside of that, good insurance is probably the most dangerous thing you can have because it guarantees, it ensures that the sorcerers in Big Pharma will conduct their experiments upon you because the money will be there due to the insurance pools to cover the outrageous intervention treatments, much less experimental testing procedures. They want to pay for, of course, more mammograms. Who needs a mammogram? Just go fly a plane today. Go commercial. You don't have to lift your shirt. Just raise your arms. Walk into the scanner. Ionizing radiation will see those things. The mammaries will be revealed to all. And if you opt out, of course, you get felt up by a government agent. TSA getting their jollies on you and your kids because you refuse to be a sheeple, to allow yourself exposure, undue exposure to ionizing radiation. There are certainly background levels around us, but to add to that misery, to that mess. And then you women out there still succumbing to the mammogram mythology, that mammograms are the only way to detect the cancers that mammograms give you by altering the integrity of your cells through free radical explosions because of the ionizing radiation of mammography. And yet so few doctors ever utter the word thermography, the heat sensitization technology that would allow it to see potential discordance within your tissues years before it could ever be detected or even created by mammography, for instance. No. Good insurance when it comes to sorcery care, medical care that is unnecessary because there is no pharmaceutical substance approved by FDA that is an essential nutrient, any more that there are synthetic nutrients than are essential nutrients. And the answer to Obamacare, the answer to the medical monopoly, is acknowledging the fact that it is whole food nutrition that will restore the sanity to your body, that will restore the Constitution to the Constitution. Repealing Obamacare, as Boehner says he's going to do, he's not going to do it. It's not going to do squat when we go back to the medical monopoly as it existed for 30, 40, 50, 60 more years. Unless you believe in freedom, and that means medical freedom, health freedom, you do not believe in freedom. You are not a friend of freedom. You're an enemy of freedom. Therefore, the bulk of the Republican elite establishment, along with the Democrat elite establishment, are enemies of freedom. As our founders knew, as Thomas Jefferson knew, those who love liberty embrace it. And embrace it for those that even believe differently than they do. As long as you violate the rights of nobody else, enforcing medicine on people that do not want it is fundamentally unsound, un-American, and unconstitutional for sure. And we're going to restore this republic right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, because the power to heal is yours.